This summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland from the Northland and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NIMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our guest this morning is Catherine Holm, the author of Voice Lessons, Tales of Breaking Free, one of the nominees in the fiction category. Good morning, Catherine. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you. Good morning.
It's great to speak to you. This is a lovely series of short stories, and I know that you've written a couple of other collections of short stories. Is that correct?
I have one other collection of short stories. My first book, titled My Heart is a Mountain, Tales of Magic in the Land. And then I have a cat-themed memoir, Driving with Cats, and a cat fantasy fiction novel, The Great Purr. So
okay.
I'm a little all over the board.
Well, these are very wonderful short stories. I just, short story sometimes seems to be a somewhat vague description of just exactly how long it should be. But I find these vignettes to just be lovely. And your narrative style is very interesting. Sometimes they're very much in the first person. Sometimes they're in the third person. And these characters, I don't know, are they intended to be part of a similar community? Are they intended to be very distinct stories from each other?
I think they're pretty distinct. I mean, a few of the stories actually take place in Mexico. Many of them are set in Minnesota. They are, I'm looking at the table of contents here, and I really don't think any of the stories are related at all. Pretty independent.
It's a very realistic style that I really gravitate toward, your approach. I feel that sometimes people are waxing too philosophical, but your approach to describing the scene is sometimes the details that you think of surprise me.
Oh, thank you.
What's your approach to thinking of story ideas?
Oh, boy. Well, it's pretty subconscious. I'm not really aware of how it happens. For example, the first story, sometimes it's an activity that I can remember. The first story, which takes place in a homeless shelter in Duluth, was inspired by something that I went through when I was taking yoga teacher training. And we actually went down as a group and volunteered in the Union Gospel Mission for a night serving meals. And that evening really made an impression on me, and so that was the setting for that story. The characters I completely dreamed up. Another story, for example, Voice Lessons, the title story. I once taught voice lessons, and I did have a woman approach me who was deaf and really wanted to learn to sing. So that story was inspired by that. But some of them kind of come out of nowhere. Walmart greeter, those hills, the bone whisperer. You know, I'm not really sure where they came from.
You know, lyricists, songwriters often describe endless notebooks that that they never used. They went through a lot of material that they ended up tossing aside. I think of the Beatles, for example, who apparently had notebooks from the early 60s that just never came to become songs. And people, of course, would love to find those notebooks. Is story writing the same way for you? Do stories sort of write themselves, or do you have story ideas that die in the vine and you don't come back to them later, or you do come back to them later? Do you need to let things sit a bit?
I sometimes do. I have a story that's been sitting for a bit, and it's a short story about a man in a subway in New York City, and his past life as an actor, and he's old now, and I've had to let that sit for a while. I'm not sure why. I need to go back to it and finish it, but sometimes they write themselves very quickly, and sometimes I write them, and they sit for a long time, and I go back and totally recreate them.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Voice Lessons, Tales of Breaking Free. It was published in 2014. What have you got in the works now?
In the works now are a couple of things. I am working on a sequel to Driving with Cats. Not so much a sequel, but more in the series called Moving with Cats, which will be partly about our move from Minnesota to Vermont with the cats, and we'll also talk about transformation in our lives. And that will be a memoir, and I am also working on another cat fantasy novel called Eighth Life. And I'm always working on short stories, but I don't have too many of those in progress right now.
Hmm. Well, we'll look forward to seeing them when they do come about. I appreciate your time this morning, Catherine. Thanks so much, and congratulations on the nomination.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time as well.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Catherine Holm, the NEMBA-nominated author in the fiction category of Voice Lessons, Tales of Breaking Free, published by North Star Press of St. Cloud. Minnesota Reads is produced at KMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.